Okay. So you got me back again. I'm going to try and do something a little bit different this morning, okay? And I think it'll work. I came in early to set up, and I prayed with the worship group and Mark as the meeting leader this morning, and that was brilliant. And people were talking about sharing and receiving, and that really links up with what I want to talk about this morning to some extent. So I'm going to ask you guys to do something a bit different. And for three or four times during my little talk, I'm going to ask you to get into groups and have a little chat with each other in your group, okay? So if you start having a think about that, maybe get into groups of about five or six people-ish. And just to link that back to what I was saying about sharing and receiving, whilst you're in those groups, it's fine if you just want to listen, okay? Because you might receive something, okay? It's equally fine if you want to talk, because you'll be sharing, and that may be giving something to somebody else. Okay, so just bear that in mind when you think about going into a group. Don't be sort of, oh no, I've got to go into a group. So just kind of look around and, you know, get together with the half a dozen people that are around you at that time. Okay, so that's the practical bit. The second bit is, can anybody remember what I was talking about last time? Who wants to be... Yeah, who wants to be a spiritual millionaire was what I was talking about last time and trying not to fall over. So I'm going to carry on that theme and just start off with a little bit of a reminder first. So when I was talking about being a spiritual millionaire, I was talking about dealing with struggles or challenges, and being able to move on or stay the course as a Christian, okay? And I sort of used the TV program Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and talked about the lifelines, okay? And the three lifelines I worked on were phone a friend, ask the audience, and 50-50, okay? So I'm actually going to do three more talks over the next few months. And the first one today, I want to focus on phone a friend. If you cast your mind back to the end of November, phone a friend was about talking to God, talking to Jesus, etc. Okay, so that's what I'm going to dive into a little bit this morning. So we're going to talk about four things. We're going to talk about Christian music. We're going to talk about reading the Bible. We're going to talk about praying. We're going to talk about quiet times. Okay? And on each of those four subjects, that's when you're going to get into your little groups and talk about it yourselves. Okay? Cool. So, first one then. Listening to Christian music. Is it a good thing? Why is it a good thing? I think it is. You know, you don't have to agree with me, but there's a few things there that I've put up to describe why I think it's pretty good. It can inspire you. It can draw you closer to God. It helps to determine your behaviour. Okay, I find if, you know, if I'm in a bad mood or it's a bit stressful, I can put on some really good Christian music and it, you know, chills and changes my perspective on the day, okay? And it can shape your relationships as well, okay? Because you can listen to music here with Sue and the guys this morning. You can listen to it in your car, which is what I do a lot of when I'm driving to work, okay? So we've all got different ways of listening to Christian music. And just to sort of categorize that a little bit, we tend to define that as being either praise or worship, okay? So I put a little bit of a definition there. Praise is about thanking God for his goodness, his faithfulness. So that's one type of music. And then you've got worship music, which is a bit more deeper, a bit more reflective and relational. Okay. Where do we get Christian music from? Because not everybody knows. Obviously, we can get it here in the meetings. We all stream now. Some of us might still have CD players. If you've got a tape deck, then, wow, you're really the same age as me. And then, of course, you've got radio stations. And I personally listen to UCB2. I just got into that one, and I like the radio presenters. So that kind of works for me. Okay. So what I want you to do now, then, is only for 5 minutes, just get into little groups, have a little chat with some people around you. Ask them, you know, do they listen to Christian music? What type of music do they listen to? Are there any good, you know, bands or whatever? What radio stations do you like listening to? Okay? And then I'll draw us back together in 5 minutes. But remember what we were saying about sharing and receiving. So, you know, what do you do? Okay, can I move us on to our next subject? So that all sounded really encouraging, guys. I drifted in and listened to a few conversations, but as I said, remember what I said at the start about sharing and receiving, okay? So if you take something away from this, like, oh, maybe it's a new radio station you've never heard of, or a new song that somebody really thinks is brilliant. Okay, right. Next, then, is reading the Bible, okay? There's a lovely little Bible verse there from Psalm 119. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light for my path. So there's lots of scriptures in the Bible that encourage us, even tell us, that we should be reading the Bible. And, you know, I've just put a few whys that spoke to me there, okay? So reading the Bible helps me to have a better, deeper understanding of what I believe. It helps me grow in my relationship with God. It can be challenging and equipping, okay? It's not always going to be a real easy read, okay? There's going to be some tough books, there's going to be some easier books, etc., etc., okay? And importantly as well, it connects us with other Christians, because you've got a mutual interest, you've got things that you can talk about. You know, you might go to a Bible study group and read a particular book of the Bible, etc. So it's really, I feel, important that we all feel encouraged to read the Bible, okay? But that may not always be that easy, okay? So a few little hints and tips about how you could do it. We're encouraged to do it daily. You don't have to do it on your own. If you want to, you know, work with a small group of people or some friends just to help you along with those more difficult books of the Bible, you know, we encourage people to read the Bible during church meetings. And I think it's really interesting how 10 years ago we would all come along and bring our Bibles with us. And now you just see people get their phones and flip to the relevant verse or whatever. So you can use online versions of the Bible as well. You can use study guides. Karina and I have got a bookcase full of study guides and things. So, you know, again, talk to people. If you're reading a particular book, someone might say, oh, yeah, I've got a study guide that goes along with that book. You can borrow it if you want to. So, yeah, lots of accompanying information that helps from other people that have studied those books and have got something to offer. And then there's what I refer to there as Bible aids, okay? I'm sure most people have heard of Every day with Jesus, it just gives you a little daily passage with some Bible verses, etc., etc. And Bible in a year, who's tried that? Who's achieved that? I've done it a few times. First time, I think it took me 3 years to read the Bible in a year. But hey, doesn't matter, does it? I got to do that. So there's lots of little things that you can do which will make reading the Bible maybe that little bit easier. So guess what? Going to go back to group time again. Have a little chat with your little group. What do they do? How do they read the Bible? Do they? The other thing is, don't beat yourself up if you don't. Okay, this is all about encouragement, and you may never have opened that first page, but if you want to, have a chat with the people and see what things they've done over the years. Okay, 5 minutes. Okay, let me draw us all back together, if I may. Excellent, good stuff. So that's about reading the Bible. My next one of the four is quiet time. I remember when I first became a Christian and people were talking about quiet time, I was like, what's that mean? I was a 25-year-old bloke, quiet. I didn't really do quiet. But again, I've got some Bible verses there. And we are, again, instructed, asked, guided, encouraged to have what we call quiet times. And, you know, what's that all about? That as it says in that verse there, Mark 1:35, even Jesus did it. He got up early, went off to a quiet place and prayed. I'm not saying you've got to get up early. But we are, as I said, encouraged to find that time where we can get away from all the distractions around us, okay? And that's why sometimes the location is important as well. I used to think I could have a quiet time mowing the lawn, but it didn't really work, did it? Not really. So it's about finding that space away from stuff that's around you. So you might have a particular location in your house or in your garden, or you might go and sit in the woods. You know, lots of different people do different things. But as I said, the whole idea is to get away from that distraction and to have that uninterrupted time to do whatever you want to do. It might be to go and read the Bible. It might be to pray. Everyone's going to use their quiet time for different things. And I think the last point was very something I just wanted to refer to. Sometimes you really feel like you need that time. You need that quiet. You need to go and do it because, you know, God may want to speak to you about something. Okay? So that is the why, okay. What can we use to help us to do it? Maybe for some people it's the regularity of it. You know, maybe doing it at the same time every day. Following the same approach, doing the same things. You know, you might start off with listening to a song, or you might start off by a prayer. Or you might start off by using a Bible verse. Okay, everyone's gonna operate differently, but hopefully you'll be able to find that opportunity and the method that works for you. Okay, again, based on what we've just talked about in the previous two sections, you can use other materials to help you in your quiet time. You know, it could be a song. It could be a particular Bible verse that you use every time to get yourself set up for that quiet time. Okay? And then lastly, because this one really relates to me, don't beat yourself up if you don't achieve it. Okay? You know, yes, on the first bullet point, I've said try and make it regular. But hey, if you miss a day, if you miss a week, don't beat yourself up. Okay? All right. So, back to groups again. Have a little chat amongst yourselves. What do people do to find that quiet time? What works for you? And it may be something that other people could be encouraged by. Okay, let's draw back together and we will have a look at our next subject. Okay, so last one. Praying. Again, got some Bible verses to support praying. So there's a verse from Philippians there. And that talks about in every situation that you're in, through prayer and petition, present your requests to God. So that's kind of the why, really, isn't it? You know, I think that lays that out really clearly. But I'll put a few other bullet points there as well. So why pray? It enables us to connect one-to-one with God, to grow closer to him. And as that Bible verse says, it allows us to make those requests or petitions, to actually ask God for stuff. Okay? And the last one, I think, again, part of being the church family, praying enables us to support other people as well with things that they're going through. Okay? And, you know, we are awesome at that. When a meeting leader sort of asks for prayer, you just see people gravitating towards whoever needs that prayer support. Okay? So, really important. And just something I always chuckle about myself when I think about prayer, because Karina always says to me that she prays while she's driving to work. And I always have this vision of her closing her eyes and putting her hands together. And it just makes me chuckle every time. But that just works, you know. She's praying about her day, her colleagues at work, the decisions that she's got to make, etc., etc. And she doesn't close her eyes. Not in that situation, anyway. So, how do we pray? Prayer can be quite daunting for people. And I know when I was a young Christian and I'd listen to people who were praying for what like seemed forever. They were, oh my word, they've just prayed for 5 minutes. And my prayer might be 30 seconds. Hey, it's all cool. It doesn't matter. It comes from your heart. But you will get used to praying in public and praying for people and with people in meetings like this. But equally, you'll pray in private as well. You know, when you're maybe in your quiet time, or when you're in the car, or when you're, you know, singing that song and lifting God up. A few tips that I've kind of learned over the years. Try and make your prayer quite focused, okay? So focus on the situation that you're praying about, and you know, don't get sidetracked off. And also focus that prayer in on God as well. You know, you're making that request or that petition. Okay, there's a silly technique that I picked up on years ago that used to be called the five finger prayer, and that enables you to sort of keep yourself focused. So it's like, right, what am I going to pray for today? I'm going to pray for my family, my friends, it could be a specific person. But if you've got five things, And you can go, right, I've just prayed for my mom, I've just prayed for my dad, I've just prayed for my family, I've just prayed for my wife, I've just prayed for the day. You're done. So it's just a real simple technique to enable you to focus on what you want to pray about. And then I love this acronym. Keep it simple, stupid. But none of us are stupid, so I crossed out the second S. Okay, so keep it simple. You know, it doesn't have to be lots of words. Okay, it could be real bang, 30 seconds. This is what I'm praying for. Okay, all right. So, for the last time, your last little slot together. So, have a little chat with each other about what prayer looks like for you guys. What do you do? When do you pray? How do you pray? And we'll get back together in a few minutes. All right? Okay, so that was part two of Who Wants to Be a Spiritual Millionaire? And I think from my perspective, I just want to say a big thank you to all of you guys for participating, because when I shared with Mark earlier in the week that that's what I wanted to do, I think I was a bit nervous that people might go, I've got to talk to the person sitting next to me. But you've all jumped in with both feet, so that hopefully has made it work a little bit. So really, just to conclude from my part, again, going back to what Sylvia prayed at the start this morning about sharing and receiving. So hopefully that's given you guys the opportunity to talk to other people and say, hey, what music do you listen to? What do you do for a quiet time? I've never done that before. I'm going to do another session in a few months' time, hopefully, if they let me do one. But just a reminder as well, if you do want a Bible, as Simon pointed out, there are a number of Bibles at the back there. So if you want to go grab one because you haven't got one, go for it. If you want to read a slightly different version, then go for it. All right? Take that opportunity afterwards. But other than that, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Andy.